Our guest at the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Economics Professor Dr. Dale Fudgerberg. Dale, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, strange times that we're going through. I don't think anyone has quite experienced this, anyone alive today, maybe never at all. But, of course, this week the governor announced some plans for getting things back to normal as far as the economy is concerned and the business activity of the state. What's your take on what we're looking to do in terms of getting business going again?
The thing interesting to me, when you talk about the unusual times, absolutely. I've watched the business cycle of the U.S. economy for years and years, and in most senses, this is unprecedented. But it is a case that keeping the economies closed down, we all know the need for that, the benefit for that. But there are negatives to a bad economy there, and so beginning to open it up in an incremental way, I think it's a choice of necessity.
Mm-hmm. He's talking about the governor the plan that he announced, 25% capacity for retail stores, restaurants, movie theaters, malls. I'm not sure how they manage that, but does that sound reasonable to you?
Yeah, and it really is one that what particular types of businesses one includes in these, obviously that's subject to judgment, and it is always a judgment and a trade-off here, and whether one says, well, it should be 25% per step or something, the details there, while they're important there, that we don't have the data to know exactly what it should be, but beginning to open it up and incrementally, I think that absolutely has to be.
Mm-hmm. And as you point out, there are costs either way, whether we stay shut down or whether we start to open up a bit more. There's no perfect solution here, and there are costs and negative effects either way. We're talking with Dr. Dale Fudgerberg, A&M Commerce Economics Professor. Well, what do you now that we've had a new round of stimulus funding coming from the federal government? Are we just in a position where there's really no choice but to do that?
It is one, and when I said in many ways, this is very, very different. We've had, of course, economic recessions, bad times before, but this has come on so quickly, and it's been a choice of shutting down the economy.
Yeah.
And so these really are bridges here. They are, I think, without any doubt, stopgap things. I probably would not use the term stimulus there because in the way in which we normally use that term, it definitely is not that. But it is a relief package. It's an emergency thing that when people have had this thrust upon him suddenly there. We have to do what we can to assist with that.
Mm-hmm. Is it the right move, or let me put it another way, how effective do you think will it be in keeping business going over what we hope is not too terribly long a period of time?
Yes, to the extent what it will help to do is help individuals, but also, I think, help to cushion the fall a little bit. The reason that I usually push back against the idea of stimulus is that, as we typically use that term with fiscal policy there, it's aimed at having a longer-term effect of getting the economy going, of adding some, I'll say, oomph to the economy. And again, this is trying to cushion the fall.
So, and along with this, of course, the fall of the oil prices, which is always felt particularly in Texas, and that's just been wild, just crazy, the ups and downs there. And a lot of that is the fact that there's just not as many cars and trucks on the road now as there were.
Yes, the huge thing there is a dropback. You think of the airliners, the automobiles, how much energy would normally be used there. And there's just been such a drop in demand. We've had times that West Texas Intermediate was almost down to nothing there. I have never seen something like this.
There was a moment where there were negative prices. I don't know how that is supposed to work, but supposedly there was a brief period there of negative oil prices. So,
well, the thing which happens is that when you have, for example, ships out there that have no place to offload it or something, then you have to pay someone to take it or something.
I see.
And so when they talk about the negative prices, that's what they're talking about. Because you, when you're not using it on a continuous basis, and you have to have almost endless storage capacity, which we don't have.
Yeah, I understand. So then I've got to let you go, but stock prices, amazingly, I think, have rebounded. That's if there's been any bright picture in the past few weeks, that may be it. That the stock market has bounced back quite a bit.
It has. We still have the extreme volatility, which does reflect the extreme uncertainty there. But again, the fact that it has rebounded there, I think, does show some underlying confidence that we've had a real slug, but not a death blow.
All right, Dale. Thanks for your observations, and we'll get back in contact with you before long. See what you think in a few weeks. Okay.
Stay safe and stay healthy.
All right. Dale Funderburk having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line this morning. And Dr. Dale Funderburk is an economics professor at A&M Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.